Well, I kept hearing that song, "It's good to sup with Jesus, but all the time." And that doesn't mean that you have to sit down at your table and pull your Bible out. It means you're supping with him. You are dining with him. I could be walking down the street and the Lord begins to speak his word to you and you're just eating it and taking it in. But he does want you to sit down and study the word of God also. But I wrote, it's always a good time to sit and sup with Jesus. And I looked up sup. It meant to dine. It also meant to make a meal. Let's go over to Romans chapter 1. We're going to start on verse 11. So here's Paul, and he's writing this down after he's already told them, I am an apostle, I am sent, the Lord's the one who called me, it wasn't a college, it wasn't a person, it was the Lord that put the call on the life. And when you go to verse 11, it says, for I long to see you. Why did Paul want to see him? That I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that you will be established. You see, he wants to give the spiritual gift, this gospel that has been given to him. He wants to share that good word because the gospel is the glad tidings. It's glad tidings. And it brings forth what? Peace and grace. And it says, I want to impart that spiritual gift to you so at even to the end. You see, he's not going to give it all at one time. He's going to give a little at a time. And if you heard Vicki Moot's message, and if you didn't, get a CD. It's very good. What came to me was when you're up given the word of God, give a balanced diet. Don't overfeed the saints. Give a balanced diet. For I long to see you. I want to impart this spiritual gift, more of the gospel. I want to give the gospel to you, the good news, that your end will be established. And if you look over, I believe it was in Peter, I'm not really for sure, but it's where he wants to establish you. He's allowing these things to happen to each one of us, to establish you, to strengthen you, to get you to stand in what God has shown you. You need to stand having done all to stand. If you stand alone, it is okay. We must be led by the grace of God. So when you come, he says, I want you to be established, but not just today, not just tomorrow. I want that established and settle and strengthen you to the end, all the way through. That is, that I may be comforted together with you. Now get this, by mutual faith. There is only one truth, and it's Jesus. Jesus said, I didn't come here to condemn you. I came here to save you. He came to seek and to save them that were lost. He wants to give them this good news, his life. And he said, that is that he will see you and you will have mutual faith. We will all believe the same thing. Well, what happens if you're with 20 and there's only two that believe one thing? Let God do his work. Let God show individuals, not us, preach the word. It's the word of God that God is going to do what? God brings more. He brings out of the word of God. Paul gave it, Apollos watered, but only God and God alone is able to bring the increase. I can't. If I could, all my grandkids right now would be walking in the church, giving out the word of God, you know, everything, but all in God's time. But how do they know the truth? We must let our light shine in this dark world. And that doesn't mean the word of God is not, the word is not going to be walking in me saying, I agree with everything you do. No, it's going to say, I agree with the word of God. And the light that I see is shining. It shows up the right and the wrong. And I have to stand for truth. But I will love you in spite of. Love is what is never going to fail. I think where I get this from is I take it personally because in my life, I deserved absolutely nothing. Why are you loving me, Jesus? Why are you talking to me all the time? Why are you constant? If I don't walk with you, if I don't talk with you, where are you? You're always there loving me. Why, Lord? Because, Penny, love will never fail. It was love that drew you, and it's going to be love that draws all men. When I go in, it says, I want us to have mutual faith, both you and me. You see, Paul's not putting himself above other people. He's saying, no, the gospel that I preach, I had nothing to give. I've already been on the other side. I've already lived that life. I pointed my fingers. I did this. I put him in prison. Prison means you're putting him more in bondage. And the message of God is not going to put someone in bondage. It's going to show them they are free. Yes, free indeed. Have you ever experienced that in your life? When God just took it all off your shoulders? The weight was lifted? And you, it was like the love of God just abounds more and more. Now, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I wanted to come to you. And even this can be personal. Boy, I wanted to talk to you. Boy, I wanted to come minister to you. You know, we can want to do a lot. I want to do this and I'm going to do that. We need to be praying, is it God's will? Because if God keeps putting up a wall and says, not yet. You see, they're going, I long to be able to come. And the one I'm talking about right now, knowing this, I'm going, but I want to be here. So God lays it on an individual's heart, and I believe God is going to meet the needs of his saints. He said, I wanted to come to you, but was let hitherto. There was a hindrance. God didn't want him to yet. That I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. He wanted that fruit. Why? That's what's going to remain, the good fruit. He said, Paul says, I'm a debtor of love. You see that love that loved him? Wherewith he was unlovable, he was a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. A debt of love I owe, whatever I have. You see, there are people who have a lot of wisdom, and they learn in the Word of God, but they still need to be taught. And it's no one gets too big that we can't be taught anything. The debtor both to Greeks, barbarians, both to the wise, the unwise, but Paul. So as much as in me is, this has been worked in the heart. And when it's been worked in the heart, it's pretty hard to yank that out of there. You're going to yank the life out of them. That's why I always say, don't worry, the wheat and the tares. Let them grow together because you don't want to spoil the good. Just let it go together, and we'll see in the end of time. But you don't stop praying that not, oh, well, I got it, and you don't got it, or you got it, and I don't got it. It's we all want to get it for Christ's sake, truth, that we all stand together as one. And when he comes, you are in his sight as we are now. But we can't look at the things that we see right now. We've got to look at the things that are not seen, because those things that are not seen right now, those are the things that are going to last. Those are forever. The things that are seen, they're only temporal. They're only going to be here but for a moment. He said, as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel. I want you to know Jesus, how he's revealed Jesus to me. You take Christ in me, the hope of glory. To you that are at Rome also. And if you know about Rome, Rome's a very strong. It means strength, strong city. But he's going to come to them and show them, this strength is not it. I want to come to you, not to show you that you're so strong. I want to come to show you that your strength is to be in Christ and Christ alone. Paul said, as much as in me was, as much as in me is, now I'm ready to preach the gospel. But he also said, but when it pleased God, here's his testimony. When it pleased God, God separated me from my mother's womb. Why? To reveal, that means uncover, unveil, to reveal his son, not in everybody else, in me. That I may be able to what? Once he starts the work, he reveals Christ in you, then you begin to walk it. Now he's going to teach you how to use it properly, and he is going to take that very life, and all you can give is what you've been given. So there comes love again. If you don't have it, you know, just like people, if I see someone out in the world and I always go, why you do that? What? The flesh can only do that. It's the flesh that you and I were trapped in. We were in bondage. That's the very thing that God delivered each one of us. And he died on the cross for the sin of the whole world. All are not entering in. But I guarantee you one thing. They may not enter. But if God opens the door and brings an opportunity to speak the word of God, you speak the word of truth. Because you never know when it's going to unlock a door. He said, I want you to get this good news. I want to preach the gospel. Because I know what it's like to be trapped. I know what it's like to suffer. You know what it's like to be alone. You know what it's already like to be accepted by all the upper peers. You already know. But Saul was changed to Paul. He had to let go of everything if it didn't point everything, put Christ in the forefront. It has to be Christ and Christ alone. Paul said, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of this new good report. For in it, why? Here's what he's going to tell me. He said, because I'm telling you people, once we get it, this gospel of Christ, it's the power of God. It's the power you've been looking for. It's the ability. It's the strength. It's the dynamite. It's everything right here. Because it's the power of God. It has nothing to do with us. He said, just like the treasure within the vessel. He wanted that you'd have a body of clay. Because it just crumbles. But he said, why? Because I want them to know the power be of God and not of yourself. He said, it is the power of God unto salvation. Okay? Unto salvation. It's not just to be saved. It's a continual day by day by day. He is the sustainer. It's good to sup with Jesus all the time. Because if you're not ashamed of the gospel, and you'll be tested on it. You'll be tested. You're going to have to take a stand for truth in love. It's the power of God unto salvation or deliverance. You're going to have so many deliverances from the day you got saved and continue on where? Continue on till this race is over. To everyone, it's the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that does one thing, it's for everyone. But when will they choose to believe? Have you chose to believe the whole message yourself? Have you already chose everything perfectly? Or do you let God, in time, let them choose, let them learn? It's a hard thing, just like teenagers. It's a hard thing. Let them learn on their own. You've taught them. Now you got to let them make those choices. You can't pick their valleys. You can't pick their trials. God has the perfect ones lined up. But he is going to use you to pray. God, show them, just like college. Show them, Lord, what college should they go to? Not college that we want, or a success college, or, you know, the big name ones. Some people he can trust to go to those places. To everyone that believeth, everything is, Lord, I believe. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Because the gospel for therein, in that gospel, in Christ, is the righteousness of God. There's a lot of righteousness. And I remember time and time again, the Lord has shown me, you're being self-righteous. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. If you're sitting there judging somebody else, then you think you made yourself so righteous that you have every right to judge everybody else. You do it in the attitude of love. I do judge. I do discern whether it's right or whether it's wrong. But not with an attitude of self-righteousness, like, oh, I've told them. Well, they'll just have to learn their own way. Or, I've told them the Word of God. I've given them what God told me to do. And only God can do this. I can't. He puts it in here. There's a trial right now in my life. I'm telling you, I am standing by the grace of God. I stand in awe because of it. How can I do this? How am I doing this, Lord? By my grace. You see, it's my strength. It's my ability. That's how you're doing it. How am I praying for her, Lord, when she's being so naughty? And it's nothing good coming towards me because itself is out of the picture. It's doing it as unto him. I want to pray for them how I want them to pray for me when I'm doing something that's contrary to scripture. And I guarantee you, if they treat you bad after you still just walk in love, you're not expecting anything. You're not expecting one thing back in return. You know where who has the peace? That person right there. I don't expect anything in return. If you expect something, you're going to be depressed. You're going to be pressed down. You're going to be, I don't know why they're doing these things. And that's what I'm saying. I am in the flesh. That's who I could be. But our identification now is, Christ, let me see Jesus in all these things, Lord. Reveal your Son. Reveal your Son first in me. And now to them. Don't tell me they don't see the Word of God. They do see it. Because God said, my word is not going to return void. Therein, in that gospel, in Christ, is righteousness of God revealed. It's unveiled. It's uncovered from faith to faith. And I thought that was kind of neat. You didn't get it all at once. And I was thinking, faith to faith, more faith and more faith, but then faith to faith, to faith, to faith. It just is a continual, you see, mutual faith. All saints growing, hearing what? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you just have to know what it says. And if it says it, Lord, I believe. And he said, if I be otherwise minded, Lord, show even that unto me. Just always have that attitude. If I'm wrong, Lord, even show that unto me. And I guarantee you he will. It may not feel good, but he will reveal it. If that's what you really want in your heart, that's what he's going to do. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Righteousness. You think about that. We've been called saints now. We are holy. We're holy because he is holy, not because of what I'm doing or whatever. My holiness is in Christ. And once I grow and continue to grow in his holiness as a saint, and you're going to hear people say, you think you're a saint? I wouldn't want to go to church. You see, why? Because they're looking at the old man. They're not looking at true righteousness. They're too busy judging the outer vessel. Get on the inside. Live on the inside. Where did he have to get in you? On the inside. Love will never fail. It is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written. The just, are you justifying? The just shall live by faith. And after I went through these things and the Lord was showing, then he led me to write these things down. It started out with faith to faith. You don't get it all at once. Then you go to Isaiah 28. It must be, and it's Isaiah 28, 10 to 13. For it must be, line upon line. Not, Lord, I want to know the whole chapter. I want to know all that. You will then in due time, but it must be line upon line. It must be here a little and there a little. So already we have faith, faith, line upon line, here a little, there a little. But then we also have in Psalms 37, 27, step by step. We also have where Job says, my steps. You see, his steps are ordered of the Lord. All of our steps. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. So it is steps. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. As you're walking, to walk, you got to step, step, and step. How are you stepping? By line upon line, precept upon precept. And then what? Then you get the glory process. It's glory to glory. This light affliction, and I can only share what he showed me. It was like the light affliction to me was not that the burden was lighter. It was for this light affliction. These afflictions are so you receive more light. So you can see why God is doing. He's loving us. He's making all things work in every one of us. I mean, it's just like with your loved ones. He's allowing you to grow while they grow. And they're growing while you grow. You see, we got to get our thoughts up in where it's supposed to be, in the high places. Casting down every thought, every imagination, every high thing. High, that's pride. That exalts itself against you? No. Me? No. Against the knowledge of God. What does the truth say? If you're doing or you're living a certain way or whatever, I guarantee you don't have to argue with nobody. You're not going to be ashamed. It's right here. It's all in the book. It's already written. It is written. That's what Jesus said in the time of trial. It is written. Go to him. Ask him. Is it, Lord? Is that the way you put it, Lord? Yes, it is. Now, saints won't see all at the same time. It's just like, I know my son won't care I say this, but he always believed. He believed for Steve Horvitz. He'll tell you today. And, you know, I think of Gene about the horse, the race. He never won the race because his horse was there the whole time. He never went anywhere. Have you been at this mountain long enough? And it's like, Dave, you did believe God to heal Steve. God did heal that man. He did heal him in a whole, complete man. He did heal him. You were praying in the name of Jesus. It's according to God's will. And that's why so many people in the world like, well, we prayed and God didn't do nothing. Yes, he did. You're looking at the things that are seen. You're not looking at the things that are not seen. God is working permanent things, the things that remain. And the only thing that's going to remain is what is in Christ and Christ alone. Okay, that's all, Stan.